This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know what? Dina has done exactly that, and I'm not going to keep her waiting even a moment, but I have lots of stuff to tell you. Happy Friday the 13th, and I mean that without irony, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But Dina, thank you for being so patient, and welcome to the program. How am I going to help you today, Cookie?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I've listened to you for years, and I know you're going to help me out today.
You're absolutely right. What can I do here?
Okay. So my question is, do I leave my job of 24 and a half years to live in Kauai full-time with my husband, or do we continue to live part-time here and there?
Would it be part-time here and there together or apart?
It would probably be part-time here in Washington is where I live.
Okay.
And my job is here in Washington, and he's mm-hmm. over in Kauai. So what happened was 2 years ago, he left his job at a big company, and we decided, you know, it was our dream to move to Kauai, but, you know, it wasn't going to be for like another 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, because of his job situation, it got ramped up. And so I'm a CPA, and my job was, I was able to do, you know, remotely, and but yet during tax season, I would have to be here in the States, you know, and service my clients, you know, and meetings and stuff like that. So, anyway, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's okay. You're doing fine. All right. So he moved 2 years ago. Is he working in Kauai, or is he retired?
No, he's retired. So I'm 55. He's 52. We've been married for 9 years. And like I say, I've been with my job for 24 and a half years, and we sold half of our stuff and moved, to Kauai, and I was there for about, 2 months and then came back to the States for a month for work and then was back there for 2 months and then back here and back there. And then, January 2015, I left to go, for tax season, and I was there, well, the plan was, you know, that I'd be there through the end of April. But lots of things happened in January of 2015. My husband, while we were in Hawaii, he got hit by a car as we were crossing the street. And so he was in full recovery. And, nothing major other than, you know, a lot of soreness. He had orbital fracture that he had to have surgery for. He's still suffering from some of those things. 4 days after his accident, my dad died. So I ended up having to come back to the States earlier than anticipated. And, then one of my coworkers left. And so I inherited a lot of her work. And so the plan was, you know, originally that at the end of tax season, I would go back to Kauai. And it became very evident that I needed to stay here in Washington to, be able to do my job. And then...
Wait, stop there. Why, sort of, tell me that, because it sounds like before you'd been able to go back and forth. Why do you feel you need to stay in Washington to do your job at this point?
Just because it's easier to do my job here than it is remotely. We're not very paperless. And so we have a lot of files and, you know, meetings with clients. At that time, too, one of the partners, the boss that I worked for the most, he wasn't keen on me working remotely and really was putting pressure on me to, stay and, you know.
What do you want to do?
The clients.
Well, so it sounds like it's easier to do it, but it's not crucial. I mean, it may be...
Right.
He hasn't drawn the line in the sand at this moment, but it sounds like it. What do you want to do? What's your gut tell you? If you didn't have to worry about anybody but you, what would you want to do right now?
I would stay in Washington.
Okay.
And continue my job, because I love my job.
Okay.
Well, to add another wrinkle to the job, the boss that I worked for a year ago was diagnosed with a glioblastoma brain tumor.
Hmm.
So our, since then, our
you don't sound very safe to be around, my dear. little typhoid Mary here, aren't you? A little typhoid Dina. Beware.
Yeah, be afraid. Me for that. That's okay.
Well, actually, today is Blame Someone Else Day, so you know it seems like you know we'll find someone to blame. All right. So you want to stay there? When you say you want to stay in Washington, do you want to stay there 12 months a year? Do you want to stay there 6 months a year? Do you want to commute back and forth? What is it that would be the perfect, if you could make this situation be anything you wanted it to be, what would be the perfect situation for you?
That's a good question. I asked myself the lottery question, you know, as far as if I won the lottery, well, I'd go to Kauai and be with my husband.
So it's about,
do
you guys need the money right now?
Yes.
Could you be a CPA in Kauai? I mean, there are people presumably who do taxes, and I mean, it is America.
Well,
they are going to have to pay taxes.
Yeah, it's not a foreign country. And I thought about that. So I thought about brushing off my resume. I'm going to be going there in June. So I thought about, you know, brushing off my resume and passing it around town and seeing, you know, if somebody.
Yeah. All right, let's go through the scenarios. If you could make as much money in Hawaii as you do in mainland, would that change the equation at all?
Yes and no. I because I've been with most, you know, my clients for 20 plus years.
Okay.
It's like,
all right, let's look
know,
at the clients.
Starting
what,
over.
All right, fair. Well, but we're saying you could make the same amount of money, you'd have new clients, but all right, so you're saying that the money is one of the issues. But if you made a little less money, would that be a determining factor? Are you guys up against it in terms of finances?
Well, right now we're maintaining two households. So if I were even to make a little less money there,
you'd net more.
Maintaining the one household.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right.
Okay.
All right. So then let's look. All right. So. Given the possibility, which you'll know in a couple months, and we're going to know in June. And I'd also talk to your bosses about having you being essentially a subsidiary of them in Hawaii. I mean, you know, you can get around the islands pretty easily. And if it would became, you know, Dina, Dick, and Daryl, you know, Washington, you know, Seattle, Washington, Kauai, and Oahu, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And they may be perfectly willing to kind of, like, pay part of your office expenses or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, so then let's look at the issue about the clients. If you could, I see my accountant who doesn't actually live terribly close, and he comes to me, but I see him basically twice a year, max.
Mm-hmm.
And we come and have a nice breakfast. Pardon?
I would say that's probably most of my clients. I
yeah.
see
right.
them once or twice a year.
So if you made a deal with your boss, so there are two possibilities. One is you go out on your own and you become Dina, you know, Inc., and you have offices in Washington and Hawaii, and all you need basically is twice a year or once a year you need some office space, or you can do what my account does. I don't even know if he has a house. He may be living in a teepee for all I know because he comes to me. And he buys me breakfast, so I'm perfectly content with that. So if you made one or two trips a year to your clients, and they may not, your firm may not be paper free, but you could be. You could put everything on computers. So would that be the best of all worlds if you could keep your clients,
mm-hmm.
come and visit twice a year, you know, maybe be a division of the group that you're working for now. Or maybe not, whichever works best for you. I mean, that seems to me to solve most of your problems, that you get to be only have one household, which means your overhead goes down. You keep your clients, and presumably if you've had them for 24 years, they're probably getting up there in years anyway.
Right.
And we look at Hawaii. Hang on for just a second. Let's make sure there's not a hidden iceberg in the seas off Hawaii. Unlikely, but possible. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Dina, who has really got an important choice in her life. Her husband's living in Kauai right now. She's living in Washington State. She's worked at her job for almost 25 years. She likes her job. She likes her clients. She's a CPA. And the question is, do I stay or do I go? Not in the marriage. Her marriage is your marriage okay?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's been a struggle, but it's you know, we're much better together than we are just, you know, checking up on each other on the phone, you know.
Sure, sure. I mean, long distance is really tough. Absolutely.
It is. It's been really tough, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Let me just share a thought with you before we go back to the particulars, which is I was thinking, in fact, when we took the break, I said to Blake, I said, you know, if she were a man, she would not be asking these questions because she would have thought, look, I've got clients. I've got a marketable skill. I want to take it someplace else. I'm going to start my own business. As women, we never think like that. We
think
that somehow daddy has to give us our check every week. And, you know, we would probably starve to death and die if we did. And because it's the perfect opportunity, Dana, you've got everything that you need. You've got the marketable skill. You've got a client base. You've got a reason to relocate that makes some financial sense as well as emotional sense. And all you need to do is put on literally your big boy pants, not your big girl pants, because big girls don't do this, unfortunately. None of us do. But become the Dina shop. You can either become a consultant to your company where you are just doing a subsidiary thing and you come back and you keep your clients there. I'm sure your clients are most of them would go with you if you decided to open, you know, a TP. So.
Yeah, I have a non-compete clause with my,
you might not be able to bring them. Yeah, but
no.
And they'd come anyway. I mean, they don't have the non-compete. You can't encourage them, but that doesn't mean that they can't find you. I mean, plus, what are they going to do? But the point being, and so, but it would seem to me the obvious thing to do is to go to your bosses and say, look, I just had an idea. I love working here. I love you guys. I know that you're a bit strapped because we've got some medical problems of one of the CEOs. So here's what I suggest. I'll keep my clients here. I'll come here 4 times a year. You will provide office space. I will become the Hawaii branch of the firm. I will keep the name. I will pay you some percentage of. I will start some new clients. Hawaii's got to be a great place to find some new clients. And I'll give you a percentage of the profits. I mean, my guess is they would say, of course, because there's literally nothing for them to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge amount for you to gain in that you then are setting up an independent source of revenue. So if you want to work hard, you can get more clients. If you want to scale back, you have fewer clients. And, I mean, I think there's really no downside to it.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you what you want. Because when we're making decisions, we sometimes think, well, who am I going to make angry? And that's not the place to start. The place to start is, what do I want? What's the perfect case scenario for me? And then you work from that. And it would seem to, I mean, unless I'm missing something, unless there's an iceberg off Oahu that I missed, it would seem to me that you've got a perfect situation. Because you don't need to be in Washington, even for your clients. I mean, you meet with them twice a year. And you can, I mean, I swear to you, my accountant, I'm convinced that when he comes to see me, I mean, he's like maybe, 30 miles away? I don't even know if it's that much. Again, he could be hovering in a spacecraft for all I know. But I'm sure he sees literally like 10 clients a day. He just stacks them up every 2 hours.
I think part of my hesitation, too, might just be that, you know, Washington's my home. This is where I live. This is my
so
son
rent
is
your,
here. And,
so rent your house.
You know, well, I'm renting a place right now, so we don't
Pardon
own
me?
Anything anymore. We're
okay.
renting a place right now, so.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, if
your
I,
husband
yeah,
wasn't.
If I came back a few times a year, then yeah.
But, I mean, what would prohibit that? I mean, the plane fare isn't that expensive between Washington and Seattle. It doesn't take that long. It's what, 6 hours? You know, it takes about the same time to go from Hawaii to Washington as it does to go from Washington to New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 5.5 hours,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well,
I don't think you have to give up anything. The question is, if your husband wasn't in Kauai, you said that was both of your dreams. Is it your dream as well to be there?
Honestly, it's probably more his dream now, and he's really embedded there now as far as, you know, he has absolutely no desire to ever move back to the mainland.
And that's fine. But the question, first of all, then, is if it's not really your dream, do you want to be with him? Do you like being there? And is there a way of negotiating everything that you want? And it sounds to me there really is.
Yeah, I think so. I think I just need to, get the work situation. If I can do the remote, we're going more paperless now. So if I can do the remote thing, that'll make being in Kauai a lot easier. And,
and
come back four times a year and come back, well, definitely during tax season, I'd have to be here.
Yeah, or three times a year or, you know, once a year.
Right.
The point is that you're valuable. You're ignoring the fact that there are two places that value you greatly. And so what you get to do, if there was no place that valued you, you'd have a different kind of problem. But what you've got is the tension of wanting to please two sets of two different entities. One is your husband and one is your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great, but the question is, I mean, the good news is both want you. The question is, what do you want? If the answer is both, then negotiate with both of them. And it sounds to me your husband is, I'm sure he'd like to have you there 24/7, but having you there basically 11 months and gone for 4 weeks spread over the year, I mean, that's not bad. A lot of couples take vacations that are longer than that. Your boss
yeah.
wants you there 24/7, but if you can make him more money, get him more visibility in a new market, and keep the current clients, what does he care where you're working from? You could be in a teepee hovering over the ocean. I mean, what does he care? He's getting everything he wants. So figure out what you want.
Okay.
All right? Because I think you're in a great position to get everything.
Well, good. Yeah, no, you've given me some really good advice, and I like the fact that, you know, just by saying that I feel more empowered now.
Yeah, you are.
After talking to you, so.
Absolutely. You're in the catbird seat. Everybody wants you. The question is, what do you want? What will make you happiest? And it may be a little bit gawky, but that's okay. To get most of what we want and give up a little is perfectly fine. And that's, you're talking about a couple of plane flights, and you're already doing that.
Right.
You get to go business class.
Yep.
Have them exactly. Make that part of the deal. I'll set up in Hawaii. We'll use the firm's name. You'll pay for the office spaces. I'll pay you, you know, a finder fee or something. You fly me back and forth. Even make it first class, and they can settle for business. And they won't want you back all that much because it costs them. All right,
yeah.
go get them, Tiger.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. So that woman you see with her laptop out, flying back and forth, and asking you if you paid your taxes, that's Ardina. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, I need to tell you something before I even start the program. Well, actually, I've started the program already. I don't know why. You know, do you ever do that? I have sort of formal things I plan to do, and so anything before that seems like informal,
right,
which makes no sense, right?
Right, yeah.
It's not sensible, but that's how it's my perception. Anyway, I was just whining to Blake that the last couple of days have been so complicated that I actually had to, like, leave something early to get to something else and leave the house, like, really early in the morning. And so it's been two very complicated days. And what I ended up doing till very late last night was something unexpected. A publicist that I know got in touch with me and said, look, I really need you to come to this screening. And I said, well, what time is it? And he said, 7:30. And I said, well, I have to be someplace pretty far away from that until about 7:30. So can I be late? I said, yeah. Well, it turns out that Meryl Streep was there, Brooke Shields was there, Mary Louise Parker, it could have been. Paul Higgins was there. I mean, it was just, it was one of those star-studded gala things. And it was hosted by Katie Couric. And let me tell you what it is. I'm not really name-dropping as much as telling you that this was something that was completely unexpected in my life. And it made such an impression on me that I wanted to share it with you. The reason that I was asked to come, well, I don't know exactly the reason I was asked to come, except for the obvious. But Katie and Epix TV, had put together a documentary called Under the Gun. And it's not exactly what you expect. It's about gun violence and trying to get data. And it's heart-wrenching on one hand, and they talk with families who've lost kids through gun violence. And these were kids, like one was, and I don't know if this was the parent that I interviewed after Sandy Hook or not, and you guys know my story about Sandy Hook, so I'm not going to belabor that. So this was particularly resonating with me, as it had one of the you know, these heartbreaking pictures of a five-year-old who was murdered at Sandy Hook. They show pictures of other kids who were, one was in the Aurora movie house shooting. One was out of Chicago. It was Chicago, which I was not really cognizant about. Maybe you were, Blake, but Chicago has got a huge gun problem right now.
Oh, yeah.
Gun violence problem.
It's horrible.
More than, I mean, even more than when the Al Capone was running around. I mean, mm-hmm. gangs and drugs, and it's not all gangs. And it turns out that there's one gun dealer that's responsible for 90% of the guns that have been used in mass murders in Chicago. Another story. The point is, this is really not, it's hard to explain. And what I really encourage you guys to do is, it's on Epix tonight at 8 o'clock. And I encourage you to watch. It's called Under the Gun. And it's likely one of the most balanced stories about gun violence in America that you will see. I will tell you, and the NRA doesn't even come off particularly badly, because what they do is interview people from the NRA. And there were three things that I didn't know going in that I knew coming out. Number one is that the CDC, Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, in, I believe, 1996, decided to treat gun violence in the same way that they treated automobile safety, as a public health hazard rather than a political issue or anything else. And so what they really wanted to do was epidemiological studies about where guns are, what happens with them, how they get bought and sold, and what the issues were. And it was a very balanced report, at which point the leadership of the NRA came down very hard on the CDC. So CDC essentially has no ability to treat this gun violence as a health issue any longer, because the NRA, and they made no bones about it, cut their budget. Second of all, is that when you do the background checks, which are, and you know, background checks are enormously controversial and many loopholes, but they only have 3 days to check with background checks. And the group the tobacco and arms group that has to vet the information is mandated by law to not have computers. So all of this stuff is done by hand in papers, and they have so many boxes of papers that they have to put them in three moving vans out front, because they're unsafe to load the floor.
Jeez.
I mean, think about that. So at least 30% of the requests for verification never get through, because they just don't have the time to do it, and they
right.
can't do it in 3 days. And if you can't do it in 3 days, you have to okay it. The third thing that I found, and they ask you from the NRA, and this is absolutely true, that somebody who's on a suspected on a watch list for suspected terrorism cannot get on a plane, but they can buy a gun legally. And so they ask people from the NRA, you know, what do you feel about this? It turns out 90% of the NRA wants there to be background checks. They just said, you know, that you don't want to have people who are felons, convicted felons, who have been involved in DUIs or domestic abuse to have guns.
Right.
It just, it's, I mean, that seems to me inherently obvious.
Yeah.
And so 90% of the NRA, or 95% of the NRA saying, wait a minute, of course the people, there should be background checks on everybody. And 90% of the NRA thinks that people who are on a watch list for terrorism, suspected terrorism, should not be able to buy a gun. So, I mean, it's an extraordinary documentary that's really saying that the Supreme Court, we're not talking about the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court has already determined that everybody, that Second Amendment is a right guaranteed by the Constitution, but it doesn't guarantee how many guns you can have or how many bullets or that you should have semi-automatic weapons.
Right.
So what we're dealing, we're not trying to take your gun away. What we're trying to do is sort of be reasonable about what the Second Amendment intends and what it's trying to do. And I guess the other thing was that the only I guess corporation, the only business in America that has, you cannot sue, is gun manufacturers. They are protected. You can't do it. Except it turns out that the parents of who've gotten together at from Sandy Hook, I think it's called POP, P-O-P, but I can't remember exactly what it is. It's a group of people who've gotten together, and they are actually trying to say that the way that guns are marketed is inflammatory, and therefore that you should be able to sue on that basis. But you're going to learn a whole lot that you didn't know, and I'm relatively versed on it. And it's, as they said, the idea is just to say that in 18 states at this moment, people have put issues on the ballot that just say simply there have to be background checks. You can't have loopholes in background checks. 18 states. And it's grassroots. It's people getting things put on. I think I think the ballot's 594. Speaking of Dina in Washington State, passed it fairly recently. A ballot issue. You just get a whole lot of signatures. Passed fairly overwhelmingly. And it's not true in 18 states. And it's Florida, believe it or not, has now passed the law. I mean, what people are saying is, we don't want to worry about the safety of our kids all the time when they go to school. And therefore, Second Amendment guarantees you could have a gun. We're not arguing with that. We're saying semi-automatic weapons, buying 10,000 rounds, doesn't anybody question it? The straw sales where somebody goes in and buys a whole lot of guns and then sells them secondarily to somebody else so they don't have to do background checks. That we have a mortality rate from gun violence that is 20 times any other industrialized nation. 20 times. You're 20 times more likely to be shot, to be killed, not shot, killed in the United States than any other country, in any other industrialized country in the world. They're saying, is this, either we have to accept that that's what's going to happen, that that's who we are now, or that we're not. And it's a very balanced kind of look, and I really encourage you to go and look at Epics tonight at 8 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern. You can check local listings and see what you think about it. You can call up and chat about it if you want next week. But it was important enough that I got asked at the last minute, but it just seemed to me to resonate. It was basically, it's a very emotional experience. I mean, you're seeing pictures of these kids. On the other hand, it's a very straightforward one that says, no, it has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court's already taken that off the table. Here's what it's about. See what you think. All right, so it's Epics tonight at 8 o'clock. See what you think. Under the Gun. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I told you today it was going to be chock full. You know what I should do here rather than, we were going to do an email, but you know what I should do here real quickly? And then maybe we can do an email, Blake, is I didn't do theater this week because I was at the drama desk reception committee. So let me just do you don't even have to do it, the sounder for it.
Just do the
theater things here. Both of which are getting a fair amount of attention from both drama desk, on which I vote, and the Tonys as well. All right, so let me, they both, one of them had a really bad rep going in. And the other had, I suppose, a really bad or a questionable rep going in because they kept delaying the opening. So let me review both of them for you. The first is American Psycho with Benjamin Walker as Patrick Bateman. And he was
in Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. I think he can only do plays that have bloody themes to them. He's just adorable. I went into this one thinking I didn't like the book at all. It's unpleasant. It's violent. And humor and violence, plus making a musical out of American Psycho, and came away much more impressed than I went in. First of all, the acting is good. It's Benjamin Walker's show, though. He comes out, and he's just adorable and telling you about his suit and his watch and his tie and his apartment and his artwork and his car. And he is the ultimate. He's a 27-year-old master of the universe. And there's actually a song in this that says, this isn't irony, this isn't metaphor, but I think it is both. So, and it's got some great 80s music in it. At the time is in 1989. Hip to Be Square is in it. Don't You Want Me. So it's Not a Common Man. So you're going to recognize some of the music, some of it not. But the reason I liked it, first of all, it's a different take, and I think it is, as I mentioned, when I did movie reviews about Money Monster, that the new bad guys are capitalists, and this falls well into that theory that the bad guys, the people who are really ripping off America and ruining America, it's an ISIS, it's Wall Street, and this falls well into that category. The choreography is amazing, and the costumes. Everything's black and white with blood on it. And I know that doesn't sound very appealing, but trust me, it works better than you think it's going to work. I was very impressed by this. I think I gave it 4 stars. And then I had the pleasure of meeting Benjamin Walker, who's just adorable. It was very hard to get through to him because he was surrounded by drooling women and drooling men. So American Psycho was a lot more fun than I expected it to be. And if you take the killings as metaphor, you're going to be much happier than if you don't. All right, Shuffle Along is best known for Audra McDonald and Brian Stokes Mitchell. Also, Billy Porter is in it. It is also called The Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and All That Followed. The idea is that we have the creators, which are Brian Stokes Mitchell and Billy Porter, and then we also who play people that I didn't know anything about, F.E. Miller and Aubrey Lyles. And then we have Joshua Henry and Brandon Victor Dixon, whom I didn't recognize as much, but I did know that one of them was playing UB Blake. The idea is that we've got 4 people who get together and decide to do the first black, in fact, they would call it Negro musical. And they're going to bring it to Broadway. Well, they don't actually get it to Broadway, but they get it to 63rd Street. And they have one of the most famous chanteuses of the time, Lottie G, who's played by Audra McDonald, who, of course, brings down the house. So what you've got is one of those kind of rocky stories in that can they do it? They're the underdog. This has never been done before. And that's all the first act. First act goes on a little bit long, but they, in fact, do get their show, if not on Broadway, at least at 63rd Street. I would have, if I were in charge of this, left it at that point. I would have maybe expanded, because the first act is almost, I think it's about an hour and 40 minutes. It's a long play. And had everybody go home singing and dancing. And the choreography is wonderful in this. Unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, they put on a second act, which shows what happens afterward. And as all of us are aware of fantastic groups that come out of nowhere and become very successful, as they often don't survive success very well. And that's what the second act is about. And you didn't really need the second act, as far as I'm concerned. The first act is so much fun to watch how they put a show together and how they edit it and who gets an input and how the ingenue comes and tries to take over and all the kinds of things that they're used to in Broadway musicals, even if they're set in 1921. And it's really fun. And then the second act, I thought, was really much more of a downer. We really didn't need it. And instead of walking out of the theater going, wow, this is really fun, you go out of the theater thinking, well, success is not very generous. So if it were up to me, I suppose you could leave at the end of the first act. But given the price of Broadway tickets, you're not going to do that. But if it were up to me, I would have. The first act I thought was wonderful. It's fun. It's interesting. It's historically, I assume, accurate. You get to hear some great piano playing, some great orchestration, some great singing, some great tap dancing. And then the second act comes, which I don't think worked nearly as well. But you're on your own about this. These are both at drjoy.com, and they're both still playing, so you can go and see what you think. If you're going to go see a play in either on Broadway or off Broadway, and they're nominated for, and you can check out Drama Desk or Tony's. If Tony's only does Broadway, we do both Broadway and off Broadway. That if they've been nominated and you think there's any possibility that they're not going to win, you should go see them now, because a lot of things close right after the awards, because the actors in them decide it's not really worth it, or they're not really selling enough tickets or whatever. And conversely, if they do win Tony's, the tickets are often very hard to get a hold of. Don't even think about Hamilton. It's going to win everything this year. It's been nominated for an unprecedented 16 Tonys, which is the nearest competitor was the producers a couple of years ago, but it got even more than the producers. And my guess is it will win, if not all of them, pretty darn near all of them. I think it'll probably win at least 14 of the 16, and very likely 16 of the 16. I just think sometimes the voters think, well, we'll give it to somebody else. So don't even worry about Hamilton for right now. You're not going to be able to get tickets for a year, and if you're going to be in New York in the next 2 years, go ahead and get the tickets. They'll still be there. But for any of the things that are a little iffier, that if they win the Tony, they're going to be more difficult to get a hold of tickets. If they don't, they'll very likely close. So if you're going to go see something on Broadway and you really want to see it, you can check out drjoy.com, and I'll tell you what I liked. But go see it now. Besides which, not a bad thing to do. All right. And every once in a while, you'll be able to find a great deal on tickets. You can always go stand on day of performance in Times Square for TKTS and get half price plus a little bit of a commission. I think it's about $2 or $3 extra. And they now take credit cards, which they didn't used to take. So if you're going to be in New York, make sure that you can certainly go down to Ground Zero, take Staten Island Ferry, go to the Empire State Building, but do take in some theater. It's absolutely worth it, even if it's a bit pricey. Once-in-a-lifetime experience. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We'll talk about superstition and you when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.